What do you want to tell us, Amanda?
I want to tell you that I was in court because I arrested a pickpocket in the Haymarket who stole my purse.
A citizen's arrest?
Yes, absolutely.
Was it blind fury that drove you to chase this person?
And half a bottle of wine.
Give us the circumstances, leaving out no detail, no matter how small.
Right. I was in the Criterion bar. I walked out of the Criterion bar with a friend of mine. I was wearing a very, very short black skirt and very high heels. And I was teetering along, holding my handbag over my shoulder, and it was open.
Yeah.
A guy came up behind me, took the purse out of my bag.
Yeah.
And then went round behind myself and my friend and passed it to his accomplice.
Yeah.
And then ran off across Piccadilly and down the Haymarket. And I said, that...
Yeah, yeah.
And chased him. And I chased him all the way down the Haymarket. And just as I caught him, he threw my purse up in the air and into the middle of the road. And I grabbed him round the neck. And I held him. And my friend went to call the police. I held him for about 20 minutes. And he sort of fought a bit.
Well, during the holding of it, I mean, are you a big lass?
I'm 6 foot.
Yeah. So he really chose the wrong victim there, and of course you're sending out a clear message here to any pickpockets. Choose a small one if you're going to do it. During the holding of him, didn't he try to lash out?
Not really, no. I think he was a bit scared of me.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, see? There it is. I'd have thought he'd been reproaching you in word and gesture, but...
Yeah, well, yes, he was. There was a bit of that.
Yeah. And you held him until the police arrived?
Yep.
And then went through the whole court thing, yeah?
Yep, went through the whole court thing, went to court, and, you know, they ask you all the stuff. They make you stand up and swear all the business, and then they say, and can you see the man that took your purse?
Yeah.
And you point across the courtroom. It was him!
Yeah.
And,
you didn't have to do that, did you? I don't think I could wait for that. I'd have to stand up early in the proceedings and just point at anyone and say, wouldn't that be the best thing to do? If you've had the satisfaction of catching him, and then when you're in court, just stand up and point at somebody who's just in the public gallery and go, it was him. Just to see somebody's
face.
And they look over both shoulders and me? Yes, it was you. I would just do that because you've got the satisfaction of catching them. I would like to do that. Or point at the judge. It was him.
That's not a good idea.
They would never ask you to do jury service after that.
No.
It was just him. Just point out. No, I've changed my her. Her. All the way through it. So what happened to him? Did he get a trial?
No,
did he get a sentence?
He did. But all he got was community service.
Community service.
I know. He was 17.
It's a very good thing. If they're doing community service, right? If you find out which wall they're painting, yeah?
Yeah.
Go around there, empty your Hoover bag. Let them get to right to the end of the wall, then just empty your Hoover bag. Say, how you doing, by the way? How's this going? Oh, well, you're going to have to start again.